92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, John. How are you? Big release day, huh?
Yeah, I guess it is, huh?
Yeah, it's great to have you guys back with a brand new album, Showroom of Compassion. And I've been very deep into your world here for about the last hour. And Cake, the whole thing, it's more than just music, John. It seems to be a lifestyle. It's got a political point of view. It's all encompassing. You guys are very active with your website, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, thanks for those kind words. We figured that why have one if we don't do anything with it or find it uninteresting ourselves?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And it's very. It's very interesting. You've got everything on there. Like you can ask Cake. You can ask Cake for advice.
Yeah, our trumpet player has a master's in psychology, so he thinks he's qualified.
There's a lot of. I think that's a pretty good qualification, and you have he has to spend some advice on there. So that's kind of his thing, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would take advice from him without thinking about it first, but yeah, he answers most of the questions. Sometimes other guys answer questions as well, but
yeah. Well, you've got also a lot of. The first thing I noticed on the website was you had a statement about the BP Horizon thing, actually an excerpt of a cell phone call, which was, wow, what an eye-opener.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think that, a lot of people get angry that we post topics unrelated to music, and they freak out, literally. They threaten us, all kinds of stuff.
Really? You run into that kind of thing? Because, obviously, that's something at this particular moment in time that we've had a lot of conversation about in the last few days.
Yeah, people are really super angry lately, and I almost feel like it's gratuitous. It's almost not adult. There's a sort of giving in to the anger that's happening that seems self-indulgent in some ways. But yes, we do get threats, and that if we post another non-music related topic on our site, people are gonna only steal our album freak out. It's an angry time, I think.
Yeah, it does seem to be, and this certainly has added a little fuel to that fire. Another thing, on a more pleasant note, that I noticed and I really enjoyed, because I'm all into the Arbor Day Society type thing. You guys gave trees away on your last tour, and you came through Indianapolis, and there was a picture of Kristen and Randy, I think, and they planted a lovely apple tree that they'd won at your show, and it looked really good.
Yeah, the thing that it's exciting now for me, but just wait until like 5 or 10 years pass, and the tree is huge, and the person who planted it is getting older. I mean, the idea is to sort of watch the progression of time.
Let's talk about progression here with the band and the music a little bit, because you had the Rarities album back in 07, and now here we are almost 4 years later with another entry, Showroom of Compassion. What has been the progression for you guys? What is different, or what progressions have you guys gone through in the past several years?
Well, I think that it's been a process of integration in the band, in terms of all the members of the band becoming more and more functional and more creative in our process. And I think that's happened gradually as members have become more confident with their ideas. And so this album is probably our most democratic album to date, in that everybody's had input, and I think it sounds better because of that. It also took us about twice as long, if not more, because, as you know, democracy is very slow.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. And I have heard some samples of music. Of course, it's just out today. I've not heard the whole thing yet. One song that did catch my attention, and I think it kind of ties in. Of course, we've been playing Sick of You for quite a while now. But one song that was along that line, I thought, was The Winter. The reason why I say that is because when I hear Sick of You, I get a feeling that's kind of like, you know, we're here in Indiana, John, and it's like it's snowing today, and it's about 20 degrees. And you can get to that point where just like everything, you're sick of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's frozen and dead.
And that's kind of, at first when I heard Sick of You, I thought, okay, this is kind of a snarky thing. This is about somebody in particular. This is the send-off that we all want to do, but it's really not about that, is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it started as just a sort of a breakup song, and then it became sort of a breakup song with the world. And so, yeah, you know, it's I mean, I think that that's what happens with when you're sick of things and when you have a lot of anger. The circle starts really, really large, and you hate somebody far away from yourself, or you hate the weather or whatever. But you have to be very careful with that kind of energy, because eventually it sort of constricts, and you hate people closer to you, and then you ultimately it ends up with you, which is it's headed towards you always, and
yeah.
You have to be careful not to to let it go too far.
Well, you guys are touring out west here, it looks like, to start. Well, actually down in Florida, I think. So this is really easy for you to say, John. You're down in Florida, then I think, well, you're heading out to California after that, right?
Oh, no. We're in New York, actually. I'm in New York right now, and it's pretty cold, and we're going to be here when the storm comes. So don't worry, we'll get ours.
Okay. Are you guys, is that your base right now, New York?
Well, just for the last few days, we're doing press, and we'll do the Jimmy Fallon show on Wednesday. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, he's a real talent, man. That's a great show to be on.
It is.
Well, good luck with the tour. I did notice that, you know, we don't want to be greedy here, because you guys were here in July, I think, of last year in Indianapolis. You are passing by, it looks like, late, maybe in the month of May, you'll be in Cincinnati. So that's doable for us.
And I'm pretty sure we're coming to your town specifically. We just haven't set the date yet.
Awesome.
Yeah, give us a few days, and we're figuring it out right now.
Okay. John, it sounds like a very exciting album. We are sure glad to have it. Thank you so much for talking.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.